If you own a small business, it's not a question of if some hacker is going to attempt to attack your company. It's a question of when. Let cyberpolicy.com keep you safe. CyberPolicy is the first end-to-end solution that combines cyber planning, security, and insurance. With CyberPolicy, your business will be protected against cyber attacks for as little as 40 cents a day. Visit cyberpolicy.com today and get a quote in just 4 minutes. CyberPolicy.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you would like to be a guest on the show, please send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. Very excited today. Got a new friend with us. Barbara Hopkinson's coming in, and it's called The Butterfly's Journey. Good afternoon, Barbara. Welcome to Friends of Kevin Radio Show.
Hi, Kevin. Thank you for hosting me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on. So I want to just kind of jump right in. So, Barbara, you've been helping bereaved families who are struggling with grief on the North Shore to find a new normal for about 15 years. So now you're taking your work national. Tell us a little bit about your background and how did you get involved in all of this?
Well, background is I've spent 30 years in the corporate world, including 10 years at IBM, you know, traveling a lot, doing international technology. But while I was doing that, I lost three children, three different times, three different situations. My 21-year-old Brent died in a motorcycle accident. And before that, when my boys, Brent and Brad, were 6 and 4, my third son, Robbie, was full-term stillborn. And before that, I had a miscarriage. So Brent was the latest, and that set me off on a journey, which is why my nonprofit is called The Butterfly's Journey, just, you know, big transition. And really now I'm retired from the corporate world and on a mission to help people find a new normal after struggling grief, not just with children, but in general. First thing I did was the Compassionate Friends. I founded the Compassionate Friends of Greater Newburyport in 2003, and I still lead that. And then there's, you know, more to it. But
Barbara, I must, you know, I'm making an assumption here, but I think I'm on the right path. Unless you've really lost a child, it's really hard to totally understand it, right? I mean, you know, you can look at it in theory and say, oh, my God, that's devastating, that's horrible. But unless it's really happened to you, you don't really know, right?
No, you don't. And people are empathetic, but typically what happens is people go on with their lives. And people, when you've lost a child, it's the worst possible thing. I can't think of anything worse. Most parents would rather give up their own lives than lose their children. And you kind of feel like you're gutted like a fish, like there's nothing left inside. And it's hard to focus, it's hard to read or listen to music or just function in any normal way. And sometimes your whole life falls apart. My 30-year marriage fell apart a year after my 21-year-old died. So, you know, my mindset was retirement and grandchildren, and all of a sudden I'm starting over again at 51, you know. It's like, oh, my God, where, you know, everything disappeared. And you have to – well, I attempted suicide. That's how bad it got. And it does get that bad for a lot of parents. But, you know, what it did is luckily I realized in time that I couldn't do that to my remaining son, Brad, and that I had to make a choice to heal and climb out one day at a time, which is what I did. And now, you know, it's been 14 years since my older son died. And I've done a lot of work helping others. It, you know, it makes a huge difference that I'm okay. I'm remarried. You know, my remaining son is married and expecting my first grandchild this summer. I'm good. You know, but it takes a lot of hard work and a long time, and people don't really get it unless they've gone through it. It's true.
So now, can you throw some statistics out there? Because people don't understand just how prevalent this is. Can we talk a little bit about the statistics behind it?
Yeah, it's a little scary, and these are not the most recent statistics because they're not updated very often. But literally, you know, the Compassionate Friends, again, which is this, you know, organization, I founded a local chapter. They're national and international, and they quoted that, God, in a year, you can expect that over 100,000 infants, children, and teenagers and young adults will die in addition to 25,000 stillbirths and 600,000 early pregnancy losses. I mean, it's massive. It's really much more staggering than you would expect it to be. It's kind
of scary. Let's talk a little bit about the Compassionate Friends, something I've never heard of. So it's the largest grief organization in the world. And
yes, it is.
Tell me about the support they provide.
Yeah, they started actually out of the UK back in the 50s or 60s, but there's now 700 chapters. Compassionate Friends of US has 700 chapters. It's all volunteer, and you can go on compassionatefriends.org, and there's a chapter locator, and they do annual national and some regional events, and their chapters hold monthly meetings like we do. We meet. You know, I founded the Compassionate Friends of Greater Newburyport, so we meet every fourth Monday in a place in Newburyport, and we stagger it so that there's one in Manchester, New Hampshire, there's one in Reading, Mass., one in Boston, and we stagger it so people can go to different, you know, more than once in the month if they want to. And then we're all part of an annual candle lighting that's global, where the local we do a candle lighting memorial, which typically has some readings and music, and we actually add a memory tree where we hang ornaments. So every year, second Sunday in December, but everybody does it at 7 p.m. their local time, so it forms a 24-hour memorial, which is very nice.
Wow.
And TCS is
Yeah,
it's really cool, and they're in 30 countries, you know, as well. So it's quite international. And like I said, people don't, and they support the loss of a child, grandchild, or sibling. And now I've gotten involved with a lot of other organizations, also Open to Hope, and you know, Grief Diaries, and you know, TAPS, you know, lots of the Army Tragedy Assistance Program for survivors. There's a lot of things going on. Plus, there's obviously a lot of local, just general grief support too. But TCF focuses on what is probably the most severe, which is loss of a child, any age, any cause.
So, Barbara, you're also an author of multiple books, including an Amazon bestseller, and you're now writing for Grief Diaries. Give me a little bit of background about the book.
Okay. So my first book was a memoir. It was it's called A Butterfly's Journey, Healing Grief After the Loss of a Child. And it was intended to not only talk about kind of my story, especially around my older son, kind of 2 weeks from phone call to funeral, so that people, you know, other people could kind of relate to it. But then the last half of the book is talking about my whole journey, the 10 years after that, and how I healed and all the different things, you know, that I did to try to help people keep an open mind about maybe what they can do. And then my second book was a collaborative with 13 other women called Faith, Finding Answers in the Heart, and that was volume 2. And that was the one that was an ebook bestseller on Amazon. And then I ran into this amazing anthology series, Grief Diaries, with Linda Sheldon Fell founded. She's also a bereaved mother. And she founded this series of books. You can go to griefdiaries.com, where anybody can contribute to these titles. So she'll come up with a title and 18 questions that she just sends you kind of 3 a week. So it's easy to, you know, to kind of get into that and write. You give it, you know, your bio and your story, and then you answer these questions related to your story and that topic, whether it's loss of a child or whether it's loss of a partner. She's actually put out 23 books in the last 15 months, and she has 600 writers from 11 countries contributing. So it's really significant. So now one of the things that we do, and I'll tell you a bit more about it as we get into it with the nonprofit, we do these photo shoots, and we're doing a joint photo book together. So there's really some interesting stuff going on with all of that. And so that's my next round, is I am writing and co-authoring some of the Grief Diary books, but we're also going to do a joint photo book.
Barbara, how painful was it to write the first book, to write that memoir and basically relive the whole thing?
Yeah, it was painful, but it was cathartic. And I recommend to people that they journal, because that's how mine started. My remaining son, so my son Brad was 19 when his brother died at 21, and Brent was out at Arizona State University on his way to being an Army pilot. He had requested to go to Army ROTC high school and college, and was almost there when he got on a friend's motorcycle and lost control of it, so it was sudden. And Brad, 6 months later at Christmas, went into a bookstore and bought me a leather-bound refillable journal. So I had never kept any kind of a diary or journal, but I started writing in it, and it amazed me how cathartic it was. And that 8 or 9 journals later, I started, you know, I'd taken writing classes and going to workshops and decided to do a book, and that took a long time. And it was. There were times when I was sitting typing on my computer sobbing. But it also was cathartic. And when you use that to then reach out and help people, it's very healing to reach out and help other people, whether it's through writing or support groups or, you know, whatever you do. So, you know, it's very brutal at the beginning in the first year or two, especially, and then even after that. It's not most other losses. I've lost both my parents, and I've lost, you know, aunts, uncles, cousins and things. And that's sure. really tough, but you know, you kind of get back to your life maybe after some amount of time that's, you know, but this, the child, you just don't know. You have to go through it. You can't go around it. And it takes a while, and there's lots of peaks and valleys. But you can do it. You can find a new normal.
Mm-hmm. All right, so speaking of that, let's talk about the butterfly's journey to a new normal. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about how that helps with recovery and how do people find you on that.
Yeah, thank you. Well, my website is a butterfliesjourney.org, and that's possessive, not plural, so it's FLYS. And I focus on main things. So there's a free resource center. It's got 10 categories of resources, music, books, TED Talks, you know, news articles, all kinds of things related to grief, about all kinds of grief, not just loss of a child. And then I became certified in grief recovery method, which was created by a bereaved dad, John James, who founded the Grief Recovery Institute. And that methodology has been proven and used for 35 years all over the world. It's on 6 continents. So I'm certified in that, and I do group or one-on-one grief recovery method classes, do them for people, do them for pet loss, and do them over the phone one-on-one, you know, so I can do that anywhere. And then the groups are typically local to me in northeastern Massachusetts. But the third thing that I do, which is unusual, I mentioned before the photos, it's something we call Faces of Grief. So I want to talk about that.
Tell me more about that.
Yeah, it's really, it's kind of interesting. People say, photos? Grief? Really? Yes, because what I discovered is that when you allow people, we actually will go to events or host events and have the grievers, again, not specific to loss of a child, but any kind of grievers, come and write messages meaningful to them on their skin with a magic marker that washes right off. And then we take photos of them, and we send them photos in color and black and white. And it's not only very cathartic for them to be able to express themselves, because as you might have guessed, people don't like to talk about grief, and especially when you've lost a child, it scares the hell out of them. And I think it's partly because they're afraid they're going to hurt you or bring something up, not realizing that it's in your face for a very long time. They can't bring it up. But also, I think it scares them in the context of their own lives and families, and it's just really hard to think about. So these people don't get a chance to express themselves. So this gives them the ability to express themselves, and we take photos with individuals, with couples, with groups, you know, whatever, with meaningful phrases, send them the photos. So what that does is now they've got the photos, they can use that as a catalyst to open discussions about grief, because they really need to talk about it. That's how you heal, is you get it out. You know, you write about it, you talk about it, you take good care of yourself. And so these photos now, we've done photo shoots not only locally, but we have the Compassionate Friends National event. We did one last July in Arizona, and it was such a hit that they've asked us to come back and do the national event in Orlando this year.
Barbara, I do need to jump in. We only have about a minute left. Quickly about the spring extravaganza and how to get in touch with you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So one of the ways we raise money is donations and fundraising and events. And we're doing this great showcase at Blue Ocean and Sea Glass in Salisbury, right on the ocean, panoramic view, with like 30-plus vendors, all different kinds of things, books, artists, jewelry, whatever. And we're also doing a separate event, which is an audio event for a medium, Laura Emerald. She's really genuine, great. So we're going to do these two events on May 7th, Sunday, May 7th. The showcase is noon to 6. Laura that event is 1 to 3, and they can, again, reach out to me at 617-410-6309 or email abj-events@comcast.net or go on my website and contact me.
Awesome. I really appreciate you taking time today to call on the show, and as always, thanks for being my friend.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Kevin. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Yep, bye now.
Sure. You too.
If you own a small business, it's not a question of if some hacker is going to attempt to attack your company. It's a question of when. Let cyberpolicy.com keep you safe. CyberPolicy is the first end-to-end solution that combines cyber planning, security, and insurance. With CyberPolicy, your business will be protected against cyber attacks for as little as 40 cents a day. Visit cyberpolicy.com today and get a quote in just 4 minutes. CyberPolicy.com.
Attention outlet shoppers, right now at Banana Republic Factory and Gap Factory, save 50% off the entire store. Versatile dresses at Banana Republic Factory from $29.99. Shorts at Gap Factory from $14.99 and more. And at Old Navy Outlet, save 30 to 50% off the entire store. Tees from $5. Hurry, sale ends Monday. Search our store locator for your nearest Old Navy outlet, Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store, or shop Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory online.